This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
According to this week's state crop report, rain kept producers out of the fields during the latter half of the week, and there were just 3 days that allowed field work for the week ending on April 30th. Statewide, the average temp was 56 degrees. Precip averaged 4 1/10 of an inch, and that was 3 1/4 inches above normal. Topsoil moisture supply was 58% surplus, while subsoil moisture supply was 38% surplus. And looking at planting progress, corn planted was at 63% compared to the 5-year average of 47, and corn emerged was at 20% compared to 22 last year and the 5-year average of 15%. Soybeans planted were at 13%. Winter wheat headed jumped to 67% this week. Winter wheat condition rated 5% poor, 23% fair, 60% good, and 12% excellent. And I think if you lived anywhere in Illinois or Missouri, you received a large amount of rainfall over the weekend, and that's definitely the case in southeastern Madison County, Illinois. This morning, we'll hear from Steve Plocker about planting progress and how the heavy rains affected his fields. Steve, I guess my first question is, did you survive the floods that we saw over the weekend?
Yeah, we survived the floods pretty well, but the big question is, did the corn that we just finished planting survive? So I guess time will tell on that.
About how much rain do you think you received?
Our area was in between that 5 6-inch mark. There, you heard some people talk even a little more than 6, but it's wet. There's no doubt about that.
So are you worried then about possibly having to replant, or did you think it came slow enough that it's not going to be an issue? Because that, I was wondering how much of that was going to affect some of that freshly planted corn.
Well, like I said, that's the million-dollar question right now, and I guess Mother Nature holds the answer will be sort of a wait-and-see type of a thing. It's extremely wet. It's cool, so will it work or not? The early corn, you know, is up and looking pretty good, so will a lot of people in our area finished right here before the deluge we had with corn, and a few even started with beans, so we'll have to just take it day by day and see what happens. We can't do anything about it now anyhow. It's way too wet to even hardly walk out there and look at it.
Yeah, I would agree. Same as you go a little bit farther north in Montgomery County where the station's located, it's definitely just really wet. So how far along are you with planting? Are you done with corn and waiting to start on beans, or maybe a percentage-wise of where you're at?
Yes, we had finished with corn there last week on Tuesday. So we were done with corn and just kind of with the weather coming, looking at beans, but we hadn't pulled the trigger on putting any of those in the ground yet. And pretty similar situation, I think, most folks in this area that were pretty much done with corn or right at done and getting started with beans.
Well, sounds good. I think you do have a little bit of wheat also. So how is that looking this year so far?
Boy, it looked good early, and then that's going to be a good question too. With the freeze we had there, it looks like we missed the first volley of potential problems. We did get the fungicide put on it last week. Now the heavy rains, and now they're talking extension talking about heavy armyworm flights, so we're going to have to be monitoring for head cutting now if the armyworms, which they love the cool, wet weather, so it's not in the bin yet, as they say.
Is there any concern, you know, we've had all this rain and it is cool, but if it warms up and we're still receiving rain, is that when disease can set in, or do you ever, you know, see issues with that?
Yeah, the disease or the fusarium head blight that they get, which causes the vomit toxin, that usually is onset with the warm, wet weather. So from here on out, if it would dry up, I think wouldn't have an issue. But if it continues to stay wet, that's certainly the first ingredient to problems as we move down the road here. But like I said, in this area, I think a lot of people got the fungicide on, so that's a help anyhow. It's not a perfect cure.
Sure. Well, all we can do is wait and see. Like you said, last week I had talked with a local farmer from Jersey County about his hay crop, and he was hoping maybe in about a week and a half or so they could get in and get their first cutting. Do you have any hay ground in your area? And if so, what's that looking like?
Yeah, there's quite a bit as we move down in this area in towards Clinton County, which is, you know, one of the bigger dairy areas. There's a lot of hay. And a lot of that was put up last week. There's still some to go. I have some here also, and I typically sell it to a neighbor who has a dairy. And he had finished up with his and was ready to get started with mine, but unfortunately mine is still out in the field. So all the wet weather is not necessarily helping that. The weeds are tending to want to come through it, and it's not looking real pretty like it did a week or two ago.
But still early enough, you know, we're just now the first day of May as we're talking, still think we'll have time to get that dried out and get that first cutting before it gets too out of control.
Yeah, I think we're, you know, if weather shapes up and straightens out, I don't think we should have an issue. We're not till we get here to the middle of May that we'll start be getting way too ripe, and then the weeds start getting way too ripe too, so. Then we're looking at beef hay or something not very palatable. So we'll hope for the best here shortly.
And thanks again to Steve Plocker of Madison County for that report. In other news, it appears that most Wisconsin dairy farmers caught up in the trade dispute with Canada have found new buyers for their milk. The good news allows them to stay in business and literally comes days before they may have had to shut their doors for good. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says 58 farms had been in danger of closing. The farm sizes ranged from 80 cows to as high as 3,000. Grassland Dairy Products of Greenwood, Wisconsin, said May 1st was the date it would stop buying milk from those producers. Greenwood says a trade dispute with Canada had cost the company millions of dollars. Canada recently changed its milk buying arrangements to favor Canadian producers at the expense of U.S. dairy farmers. As of last week Thursday, dairy farmers close to the situation told the Journal Sentinel that it appeared that the farmers who lost their contracts with Grassland now would have buyers by Monday, yesterday, even though some may be on short-term contracts. Some of the new buyers come from Wisconsin-based companies like Rolling Hills Dairy Cooperative and Mullins Cheese, as well as Dairy Farmers of America. Well, I've got a couple of community events to tell you about before we wrap things up this morning. Starting with U of I Extension will have a hanging basket sale this Friday, May 5th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that will also take place on Saturday from 9 a.m. until the baskets are sold out. The sale will be held in the parking lot of Mary Brown Insurance in Hillsboro, and proceeds will go towards the Montgomery County Farmers Institute. And the Staunton Farmers Market is looking for vendors for the 2017 season. The market will take place beginning the first Saturday of May, so this weekend, through the last Saturday of October. For more information, you can call 618-635-8796. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.